as we do every Monday morning around this time, we talk about business and take care of business with Brad Bollinger, the editor-in-chief of the North Bay Business Journal. Hello.
Good morning, Michelle and Larry. Glad to talk to you again, Michelle.
Of course. It's nice to chat with you. I always enjoy this time. So let's start off with some really big news. This is exciting. San Francisco flights returning to the Sonoma County Airport with United.
Yes, which United, you know, hasn't been in this market for well over a decade. So there are three flights a day. And the point is not to get to San Francisco, but to get to wherever you're going, mm-hmm. starting in Santa Rosa. So if you're going to Denver, you can now, you know, take one of the three flights, 37 minutes, I think it is, to San Francisco and connect with your flight to Denver, or if you're going to Italy or wherever it is. And that's really their reason for doing this. They've done it in some other markets, is to capture those passengers that you know, might be getting on other airlines after they drive to San Francisco. They want to capture those people, get them on United flights, which, you know, go all over the world. So it's a very busy time out at the airport. There's tents going up and every, you know, parking going in and what have you, but it's all very exciting.
You know, help me understand this. Is it for the cost, is it better to just get on this flight than go to SFO, get off the flight? You don't have to check your bags, but to move to the airport, as opposed to just driving all the way to SFO and doing it that way?
Well, you check your bags through starting in Santa Rosa. So, and it's a very modest addition to your ticket to wherever you're going. Now, if you just want to go to San Francisco, that's a different story. But the, you know, the beauty is you could check your bags in Santa Rosa versus going through, you know, what we all know what it's like in the larger airports, mm-hmm. and be done with it, and you're on your way.
Now, another topic that is being covered in the North Bay Business Journal, of course, is the rent control issue. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, as everyone knows, the initiative failed to pass last Tuesday, and, you know, it's it was, I guess, the most expensive initiative campaign ever between both sides. And I think what people were saying, even though the no on seat people far outspent the yes, they were saying, hey, out of all the issues we have in Santa Rosa, you know, why this one? So let's get some housing built. I mean, we have a severe housing shortage. Santa Rosa is, you know, they're talking about some things, but we just don't see anything coming up out of the ground. So, and, you know, we're getting those, you know, $750 to $1 million homes built, but we really need the $300, $400, $500, $600 homes that can serve our as workforce housing or first-time home buyers. So, and that's really, really, at the end of the day, the issue. We've got to have some supply.
Does it seem like construction will be starting on things that are more affordable?
You know, it's tough. In Runner Park, there's at the University District, there's a pretty good size subdivision underway. There are, in Runner Park, 5,000 entitled lots. So that means they could start tomorrow because they've gone through all of the processes. But you don't see them coming up out of the ground, and I think it would point to a couple of things. Number one, the fees remain very high, mm-hmm. to even get started. So let's say you have $100,000 in fees to get a house, you know, to price out at $400,000 or $500,000, it just doesn't pencil yet. So Sonoma Mountain Village, where they got, I think, 1,700 homes planned, is going through approvals from Fish and Wildlife for salamander, you know, putting a land aside for the salamander, mm-hmm. And then they're back with the city for their projects. But I think that's probably a year away at least. So we're stuck here. We're not getting anywhere. So it's going to be this way for a while.
Brad, before you go, we've got some sci-fi news here. Baby boomers are disappearing and millennials are going away, and that's not good for employers in the North Bay.
Hey, well, you know, if you look at any of your large employers here, they have large segments of their employee base that are at or approaching retirement age. So, and how do you fill them? Well, you try to bring in young people, next generation people to fill them. And it's kind of a double-edged sword. It actually, I think it means boomers may not be retiring for, a little bit longer than the 65 typical. That'll go on for a few more years. But we've got to find a way to make our communities attractive to boomers. I just use my example. I had an opening at the Business Journal. I had been courting a graduate from Sonoma State since last January. And when it came time in March, I've been talking to this person. Once they had figured out what it cost when you can't have roommates to get an apartment and live here, that was a factor. Mm-hmm. Plus also the, but you're in Silicon Valley, if one thing doesn't work out, you can just walk across the street. So we got to figure out a way to, housing is a big piece of it, and then also making it an attractive community for millennials to live in. And I think it is. I'm saying it's not. It's just we got to get the message out.
Right. Well, we appreciate all your insight. This and other stories you can check out at NorthBayBusinessJournal.com. Brad Bollinger is the editor-in-chief there. Thank you so much, Brad.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.